For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in just a minute, 49ers looked really good, but they might be in trouble, and we will tell you why. And you know who else is in trouble? Ike and I will be at the Miller's Ale House in Plymouth Meeting tonight to watch the Phils. Please come out. Ike said he's buying literally every person there a Surfside.
There we go. Let's go, baby.
He's not. I'm just taking it back. Hang out, drink Surfsides. What, $4, I think? They have,
yes, $4.
And they'll be sampling and all that kind
$4
of stuff.
For a Surfside?
Yeah.
That's right, baby.
Holy cow.
It's a great deal.
Well, it's a great deal.
Yeah, compared to, absolutely. You go to CBP, I mean, God bless them, yeah. But is it like $15?
Yeah, it's $18.
Yeah. So $4.
Good deal.
Watch the Phils tonight. Yeah, see if Bryce hustles.
You're trying to take my name off the show, and you're doing Phillies events, watch parties without me. It's nuts. We see where this is going.
You can come.
No, I got final out.
Okay. All right. See? We said, what about Jack? And they said, oh, he's got final out. So 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What up, Yosh?
What up, loser? I mean, my man, Spike. Big Ice. God damn, baby.
Oh, he beat me.
I was going to say, if he's calling you a loser, that means he beat you this
in
week.
Fantasy.
Yes.
He did. Well, I got screwed, man. My team. Where is Jamar Chase? Well, I mean, like.
I can take a serious effort next week, but you know what? I'm a gloat on this one because on your little Instagram post when you posted the picture at Fantasy, you talk about destroying people, and you got destroyed, brother.
I did.
You started out good on Sunday, and then I'm sitting there looking like, okay, but then I just came back, bro, what's his name, like a flurry, and ate you up. So I just want to say welcome to the land of Ike Reese.
I'm catching strays. I didn't even do anything.
This is why I don't want to play fantasy, because I'm pissed off. I'm hoping for, 50 points from George Kittle on Monday night, like a loser. I have no chance. It drives me crazy. I hate it. I hate fantasy.
Oh, man. It's so frustrating, ain't it? I started to tell Jack and tell him, listen, but I don't like to talk too much trash before. I started to say, let him know, Kittle ain't going to give him 39 points, because I already gave myself the 10 points to get a defense. I said, ain't no way he's coming back. You blessed I ain't got your phone number, baby. I saw the hit you up on Instagram and Netflix, but, I try to practice humility until afterwards.
Yeah, well, you're not being, there's no humility right now, no, by the way. Yeah, 0% humility.
I'm sorry. I was all nice to you last week. Jack even got mad. So I'm like, we've been to war together, and I'm being so nice to you. So I got to eat you up this week. I'm sorry. Pause.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love y'all, Cats. What's that? It's good to hear y'all today. You know, I think the thing that's so frustrating with Jalen is because when you go back to 2022, when Jalen was loose, he was the truth. But Jalen, when he played tight, he just ain't right. Last year, he was just tight. Like, even this game on Sunday, he started out tight. I mean, his game is so heavy. He runs heavy. Like, when he throws the ball, he hesitates. When he gets loose and just plays his game to the best of Jalen Hurts' potential, he is that dude. And you don't be mad that he's not Mahomes or Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. You love Jalen's game. He got to get out his own way. He got to go back to being 2022. He was loose all season. Only game he was tight in was that daggone Giants game that we needed to get where we needed to be to go to the Super Bowl. And then at the same time, once he got in the Super Bowl, he was Jalen. He just kept bringing us back. The boy got to get out of his own way, man. And once he played the Jalen Hurts game, we'll be all right with him.
Yeah.
Really will. This offense is catered to him. I mean, he got everything he needs. Don't give us all this bull crap to talk about all week. And on the Q Mitchell real quick, I keep looking at the game. Q Mitchell, dog, he only allowed 66.9% as the Raiders. The boy Wussain got targeted 9 times, only gave up 4 catches. Q Mitchell is a dog, brother. I played cornerback Wussain. I love that type of cornerback. He just
I don't care.
He would have had 2 picks. Shut up. He would have had 2 picks if he ain't slipped. And to go to that music thing, it's called New Jack Swing.
Yeah, we were talking about during the break. Well, because they said it in the Tony song in the If I Had No Loot. They actually say New Jack Swing in that song. Yeah.
You know what, Spike? I love that you love music because you be knowing. Jack, you need to hang with a real white black guy.
I don't sell drugs to children.
Oh, wow, what is that?
I love you, Spike, man. You my man, 50 grand all day.
Well, I tell you.
Before I go,
yes.
Have you watched Fight Night on Peacock with Samuel Jackson and Kevin Hart?
Oh, no, that new movie, yeah, I haven't checked it out yet. It's good?
Bro, it's good, but I'm just watching it for the women.
Oh, God.
Lori Harvey as Lola Falana. Good gracious. And there's a girl in there named Maxine. She drive you'll know it when you see it. Check it out, Ike. You'll like the show, but the women in it, boy, good gracious. They in Atlanta. Everybody in that. Everybody eating biscuits and cornbread and collard greens and cabbage, candy yams. Everybody got 2-3 plates and ate a plate on the way home. I agree.
I hear you.
The hammer is real, for real.
do you have a 90s song?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
Yeah.
He loped up, homie, going crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing but a G thing, boy. That was my joint.
That was the anthem right there.
That was a big one.
Hey, when I reached out with the name, the Gin and Juice, I was like, I'm going to go to nothing but a G thing. Hope don't nobody. That was that song right there. I love that. I love y'all, cats, baby. Talk to y'all later on. Have a great, beautiful day.
All right, Yosh.
What an epic. Just Yoshi all call. Over the place
Man.
With Yosh.
Always.
Yeah.
Man.
So everybody was expecting a 49ers down year. You know, how hard it is to get back to the Super Bowl. Especially when an hour before the game, it gets announced that Christian McCaffrey is not playing.
Mm-hmm.
So they look good last night. The 49ers mm-hmm. look good, especially doing it without McCaffrey, too.
Yeah.
I thought Purdy looked good. I thought Debo looked good. And then the guy they had in for Christian McCaffrey, Jordan Mason, runs for 148
yards.
Never heard
of him before.
No. It's unbelievable.
How many running backs? You had most of the net offense.
Breida.
Jeff Wilson, Breida. Like, all these guys have played well in this offense.
Well, I think yesterday, now he has 31 career touchdowns from undrafted running backs.
That is crazy.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That guy runs hard.
Man, he was running hard.
How did they find that guy? And we got Pumphrey in the fourth.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing when I watched Pacheco. I was like, how does no one see how good this guy is going to be? He runs like
Andy
a lunatic.
Andy got him, what, seventh round, I believe?
Yes.
I think Andy got him in the sixth or
seventh
round.
Yeah. Wasn't even good at Rutgers, by the way. Was fine, I guess, at Rutgers.
Yeah, he was
Pacheco.
Okay,
it's just the.
Wasn't nothing special,
But no one's good at Rutgers.
Ray
Rice is good at Rutgers.
Rice was good. Hey, was a receiver there. I can't remember his name.
It's not as bad a program as it used to be. It was pretty good.
Oh, what's your college is back, man. He's the one who had
Craig Schiano.
Yeah, he had him on the map the first time.
Yeah, well, now he's got him back on the map. He's been there for 4 years.
Give him time.
Joyless
he's
guy.
Matt Rule.
Joyless guy. Doesn't like to joke around. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's no, yeah, no fun.
Coach.
Yeah.
We had to have him on WFAN once. We aired the Rutgers games on WFAN up there. So we had Schiano one morning show. And then there's just like a little problem calling in. And actually, I shouldn't tell the story.
No, go ahead. Tell us off the air.
Yeah. What I would say is like, nobody around there likes putting Craig Schiano in a bad situation.
Yes, I'm sure. Yes, I can only imagine. And I don't even know this for sure, but he just looks like he has some sort of military background.
Yeah, he's. I mean,
the haircut, the tight jawline. It's like, yeah, this dude is a sergeant somewhere.
I'm shocked he didn't work out in the NFL.
Yeah,
he seems like an
Boomer,
NFL kind of coach.
I remember on there, Boomer said something to him that should have gotten a laugh, and it was just like Boomer stopped talking, and then you just heard.
Oh, he didn't even laugh at Boomer's
joke? Nothing.
Oh,
no,
God.
You heard nothing.
There's nothing worse when you hear the dead silence.
Yes, he is serious. So anyway, the interesting thing about last night is I think it was a surprise to most of the public and probably a surprise to the Jets that Christian McCaffrey was not playing.
Yeah.
You know who it wasn't a surprise to was Jordan Mason, who said this about when he found out that he was going to be starting.
When did you find out that you were going to be starting?
When did I find out? Maybe Friday night, you know, something like that.
Hmm. Friday night.
Oh, God.
So there's two things that are bad here, and I feel bad for the poor kid because he doesn't know.
No better.
But that it means he's probably being honest, by the way.
Right.
So the two issues here are, one, just from a gameplay perspective, if they know, now I guess they don't have to announce that he's out, the 49ers don't.
Right, they don't.
But I don't think
McCaffrey just needs to be listed on the injury report.
And I don't think McCaffrey was.
I think he was. I think he was on the injury report, yeah.
I think if you're a better.
Yes.
I mean, there's so much money invested in this sports gambling thing. And the one thing that can ruin all of it is if there is things being done within the teams to circumvent people being able to bet fairly on the games, which is why players betting on games is such an issue. Sorry, Elliot. Any sort of like impropriety could put that whole entire thing at risk.
Yeah.
So that was a little strange.
Yeah. And I'm sure they got a call from Troy.
Oh yeah, he's got to do that
Yes, that's what he does.
Yeah.
So to try to clear this up to make sure. But you knew Shanahan knew immediately. So when it was brought to him, he was like, nah, he didn't know. I told him to be ready in case.
Which I guess is...
Now, that happens. You know, a coach comes to you like, hey, man.
Yeah, this could be you on Monday.
You may have to go Monday night. Christian is looking, it's a little iffy right now, so make sure you know all your plays.
So Jordan Mason wasn't the only guy that had a coming out party last night. The other one was Jason Kelce, our very own.
That's right.
Eagle and a WIP morning show and all, you know, his billion-dollar podcast.
New Heights.
Yes. He forgot his shirt, or he forgot his bag, so he had to buy a shirt.
Yeah.
But then he also said a word that you probably shouldn't say on Monday Night Football. Here's what happened.
Collectively, we are thrilled to welcome in a six-time first team.
Yes,
all
sir.
NFL selection.
Six times?
Six times.
Six times.
Future gold jacket wearer. He got a podcast that apparently is doing fairly well. And all that said, Jason Kelce is wearing a shirt he got at the mall because he left his travel bag
good
in the truck.
In it too.
Left the bag in the truck.
My, fits my belly now. I've lost a little bit of weight, but my is still struggling.
I was looking at this live when it happened.
Oh, really?
I was watching it live because I wanted to see him. I wanted to see you know how he was doing and how he was
that
going.
That was before the game, I assume?
Yes, it was the pregame.
Okay. So I was still watching the Phillies at
that
point.
Yes, and this is the back and forth between the Phillies and this for Monday night. So, yeah.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, and he had a button that was unbuttoned there for a hot second.
Too.
That's another Jason thing that doesn't surprise me. But the whole the bleeps were out or could be seen. I was like, did he just say that? And they didn't bleep it. I'm like, oh, okay. And they just kept on rolling. They just kept on rolling with it.
Yeah, I guess if it's only on ESPN, they can get away with it. If that part was on ABC
right.
They can't, you know, because ESPN's cable, no FCC, yada, yada, yada. But God bless Jason Kelce. He's always Jason Kelce.
Yes.
100% of the time.
And for me, I think he's in the right position.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So I didn't know how they were going to use him, so I didn't know if they were going to try to put him in the booth during games or what have you. He's better pregame, halftime, even postgame, because part of Jason and why people will tune in is his personality.
Yeah.
That's what we're tuning in for, that unexpected, guys sort of moment. And he gave it to you last night.
And his analysis will obviously be good, but
of course.
But I think it is, to your point, it's his personality that really gets to shine. It's very difficult to do that when you're doing color because you got very limited little bites to
And we
want to
watch the game.
Yes.
I don't have time for you. I mean, that's the one thing. It was a blessing and a curse for John Gruden. Some of it was good, but then we'd be like, all right, Grudog, be quiet. Like, you're just talking too much.
Relax.
You're telling a lot of stories. Like, I don't need to hear all this.
Well, I think it's the Romo issue, too, is that people liked his personality, liked that he knew what was going on, but then eventually it's like, all right, now you don't know what's going on anymore, and you're annoying.
Yeah, and you talk too much.
And you won't shut up. Yeah.
Well, also, everyone needs to understand that, like, John Madden's not coming back. Like
no.
John Madden's
right, yeah,
back.
We don't, yeah, exactly.
Once in a generation.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Boom.
Boom, he's on his back. 215-592-9494, OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, dude?
OG.
Hey, man, I'm trying to call up here and give y'all a little knowledge without college.
Mm.
And I want to start by prefacing saying this here. So, Spike, you just made a statement, and I'm surprised as smart as you are, you didn't know this already, okay? But the NFL, while y'all were sleeping, okay, talking about Jalen Hurts' 15 interceptions last year and all that other stuff, yeah, the NFL slid something in there on y'all. They changed it from sports to entertainment purposes only, like wrestling. So, therefore, if we mislead you, if you thought we was doing this and we did that and you thought you got cheated, well, guess what? You did.
What are you talking about right now? You can't bet on wrestling just like you can bet on football. No, what are you talking
about? Hello? You know what? See, I know it went right over your head.
Was it a joke?
Let me make it simple for you.
Okay.
No, it wasn't a damn joke. I'm trying to tell you that when you look up the NFL, it is no longer classified as sports.
That's not true. What are you talking about?
Purposes only.
No. What are you talking about?
Hey, man, get to the main point here, OG.
He's saying the NFL is, like, fixed.
I know that's what he's saying. Yes.
It's not fixed.
And nobody believes it.
Yeah.
I did not say it was fixed. I told you that they changed their classification. If you go and look it up, you'll see that.
Look what up?
Well, we know, but OG, sports is entertainment. Like, sports is entertainment. We know that.
That's okay. I'm just trying to educate y'all. Y'all don't got any interest.
Oh.
So I'll move on to my next part.
Yes.
Yeah. Trey, and I want. I think the best thing for Bryce Harper to do, since he's not hustling and everything, I think is the trading.
Yeah. Trading.
You should trade. Yep. Right,
he's got a no trade.
Yeah. Yes.
Got trading. No trade clause. Oh. Wow.
That's clown music, OG.
No, it's
the Oscars.
Oscar it's the Oscars over
here. Yeah. Whoa.
OG's been Oscar'd twice in one call in less than 3 minutes.
I know y'all hate me. You know what I mean? But it's okay. There's a lot of people that love me.
Oh, this is a shame.
Now your phone is crap.
Nah, I hate his bad phone. I love OG. I love OG, but his phone's too bad. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What up, Kenny?
Before I get to the Eagles, I couldn't disagree with you guys more about benching Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe April or May, but we're in this pennant race now, and we got to get there.
Elliot said.
Oh, you mean Elliot saying benching?
Elliot said it. Yeah, we didn't say it.
Don't
yeah.
label the show.
That thinks that is out of their damn mind. And Ike, you were in a locker room.
Yeah,
the players ought to be able to police this, shouldn't they? Shouldn't they, like, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of what Spike was saying. He's saying that's pretty much what the locker room is sort of built on. It's sort of a players policing themselves sort of thing, that they should be the ones to address Bryce, even if it's in a private meeting with the leaders or what have you.
That's how this team is built,
yeah.
is for that to happen. The one thing I would say, Kenny, though, and I agree with you largely, but we're in a pennant race thing. Well, obviously that didn't work its way down to the players who are not like giving the effort at the times they need to give it. Like, I understand you're saying don't bench him because we're in a pennant race, but that whole reasoning also goes to why he shouldn't be staring at the ball going against the wall, and why Trey Turner should be running out ground balls, and why Brandon Marsh should be running out ground balls. So while I understand what you're saying, it sort of goes against the way that they seem to approach the game sometimes.
Yeah, so tonight the dinner ought to be catered from the Capitol Grill, and the bill ought to go to Bryce Harper, and that should be like something. I'm just giving you an example of stuff that, you know, in a baseball locker room, that's how you take care of it. You know, hit him, make him do a gesture to say, sorry, guys, and, you know, here's a filet and some corn. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
With the Eagles, there's been a lot of talk about the interceptions and what if this happened with Jalen's pass and what if that one got intercepted. What do you think they're sending Green Bay now about Love? I mean, he only threw for 50%, and half of his passes he did complete were wide open guys because someone slipped. And quite frankly, N'Kobe Dean runs that pick six back. Two plays later, Green Bay scored. He runs that back. That's a 14-point swing, and that whole game could be completely different. So they had ifs, too.
Yeah, we're not doing a show in Green Bay.
It's pretty simple.
If Jordan Love, can I tell you, if Jordan Love didn't get hurt, what they would be talking about in Green Bay, in Wisconsin, on sports radio, they'd be like, is this guy not who we thought he was? I promise you, they would be saying those things. In Cincinnati, they were talking about what the hell
What's
was that for
Joe Burrow? Yeah.
Every single one. Buffalo, they argue about Josh Allen. So this whole thing where Jalen did something bad, and we go, well, but that other person did something bad, too, I don't care. And Jordan Love, this is his second year of starting. It's not
And he finished the year strong last year.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't change the fact that he made four really boneheaded decisions, honestly. I don't even know if there's any other way to put it.
It doesn't. It just makes me feel better.
Okay. Well, at least you're honest.
Our guy didn't go so hot, but their guy wasn't either, so ha-ha.
Yeah, okay. I guess.
It's understandable. It's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, but that's...
Exactly.
Yeah, that's like when... You know what? We're better than that, though, now.
We should be.
Yeah, I mean, that's for, like, the bad Eagles teams when we're like, ha-ha, at least the Cowboys didn't win.
Right.
We're trying to get back to the Super Bowl, so... I don't care if Jordan Love didn't play all that well. You know, I understand what you're saying, but it still doesn't preclude us from criticizing the way that Jalen played. You know,
true, but you know, this is how we are. This is how I am. You know what? I like to share my misery, and you know, and in the end too. I mean, I know Ike. You said last year you didn't want to be fooled with a win is a win, but you know, there was some. This is my extenuating circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
When we have to go to Brazil and everything is out of whack. And it's supposed to be a home game and all that stuff. They had some excuses there that I'm going to give them a break this time, unlike last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Listen, I think we as fans can be critical of what we see in a vacuum without casting it as this is what it's going to be for the rest of the season. So we're looking at one game. And I'm not saying I don't believe in Jalen. I still believe Jalen is a top 10 quarterback in this league. I really do. He has that ability. I still believe this team is going to the Super Bowl this year. What I'm saying, though, is we can't get there playing like this and doing the whole he can make bad decisions, but somehow they overcome it. And as long as we win, we'll be okay. They'll get it fixed. Because we just saw evidence of this a year ago where they were winning early in the season, even though with our naked eye, we knew that it wasn't good football. It wasn't bad football, but it certainly wasn't the level of football that's conducive to having the record that they had through 11 games. And eventually it all unraveled and fell apart on us, and we didn't have any answers. So only thing I'm doing right now is, and I would hope everyone else would do, is – quite frankly, I'm not saying abandon your team. We're still fans. We're still going to root for them Monday night against Atlanta. But we can't spend 6 days because they won making excuses and saying at least they won the game. That's the main objective, to win the game. And I'm saying this is somebody who did it for 12 weeks last year. Like, I did this for 12 weeks last year. And I just think – I don't think we're doing – and I'm not saying these guys listen to us on the radio – but they probably do to some degree. And if they know that they're going to be held accountable, then maybe they don't make some of the mistakes that's being made out there. Right? Because there is something to, when you play this way, there's something to, nothing's going to happen to me. If something, even meaning that if I throw an interception.
They're going to love me anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where our last guy was. The last guy wouldn't change doing things in games.
Carson.
Yes.
Yes.
He wouldn't change the way he was doing things, even though his coaches, his players, they're asking him. And we know he would get up there and be like, I'm going to just keep playing the way that I play. It's the only way that I know how to play. This is what I do.
You see,
that was a mistake.
Thank you for the call, Kenny. When you said our last guy here, I thought, I was like, John Marks not play for, not.
Football.
No, not here.
Yeah, okay.
I remember the Eagles.
Yeah.
Carson. It's all right to have a little tough love, man.
Yes,
it's all
absolutely.
Right to have a little tough love.
Bryce is getting it.
See, I got to you know what I'm really doing? I'm holding myself accountable.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
I love
That's
it.
That's really what I'm doing.
I love it.
I'm holding myself.
We need that accountability. Yeah. Just accountability.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate
that. I got it. I mean, you know, I can't be critical of all the other guys and then not be critical of Eagles players.
Yeah, I hope that Spike can take this over to Sixer season.
I absolutely am critical of Embiid. I have been numerous times.
Here's the one thing that Spike's going to find out when we get to Sixer season. There are a lot more games to be critical of.
Oh, but noted from the Phillies. Yes. I see poor Jack crumbling over there.
Yes.
The show,
I just need to get through 17 games.
Oh, yeah.
18 games, 17 games.
Every time Embiid doesn't play well, it's like it's going to be me. Like, I'm the one
who always plays pretty well.
Yeah, he does.
I was going to say, that's usually not the problem. Yeah, he plays pretty good.
Well, until the playoffs. All right. Coming up next, we're going to hold, I think, if the topic is what I think it is, we're going to hold some WIP hosts accountable in
sure
the top five at five coming up next.
Especially, egregious act this morning.
Yeah, one morning show host specifically. So the top five at five is next. Oh, by the way, a Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Are Bryce Harper's non-hustle moments a big deal? 58% say yes. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.